The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf mem vav, perek haskat abatim. Today's daf is being studied. Ne'alu nishmat Avraham ben Esther, ruach Hashem, tenihenu begin aydan, amen. Begin today's daf. On mem vav amud rishon, we are starting at the two dots, Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Tetchalefu lo kelim bekelim bebet ha'umman. Hare ze yishtamesh bahen ad sheyavo hala v'yitol et shelo. Two guys gave kelim, let's say a talet, to the umman. The umman gave back the talet to the wrong guys. He gave Shimon's talet to the Uven, and vice versa. So now they're walking out with somebody else's talit. So the deen is that is a yishtamesh behind. You can use it until they reconcile, until the guy comes back to get his talit back. Bebet avel or bebet mishte. But if you take somebody's talit or jacket, but manan when you're coming out of bet avel, you take the wrong jacket or bebet mishte. Or you're coming out of a big party, let's say, and the jackets get mixed up, and you take somebody else's jacket by mistake. In that case, you cannot use it until the guy comes and takes his, and you get yours back. So you have to say, what's the difference? Why by an umman, it's okay, but by a party, it's not okay. So Gemara says, what's the difference between the resha and the sefa? I was sitting in front of Habibi, that's my uncle. Habibi, Rav's uncle was Rav Hiya, called him Habibi. And he said, isn't it possible that a person tells the Uman, sell my talit for me? Oh, so therefore we could assume that maybe it was a case where let's say the Uven told the Uman, sell my talit. So instead of selling the Uven's talit, Uven gave him permission, sell my talit. Instead, he sold Shimon's talit.
By mistake.
By mistake. He sold the wrong talit by mistake. Let's see if that's the case. Let's look at the... look at, let's start from here. Go to, on top, actually go to Amar Vchaya, second white line in the Rashbam. Amar Vchaya, Ta'am Dereshah, Ba'al Farish, Ma'i Shana Misifah, V'chi En Adam Asui, Be'elkach Ikal Memar, Sha'uman Machar Talit Achat, Shum Metaken, במצוות בעל הבית שסיבה לו למוכרו וטעה האומן ומאחר תליתו של זה. He sold somebody else's תלת ונתן לו תלת זו מדעת עד שיעזיד לו את שלו וכיוון מדעתו נתן לו מותר להשתמש בה מה שאין כן בבית האבל. So the case is talking like this. The Uman natan et talito shel Reuven leShimon, ve talito shel Shimon leReuven, that's no good. If he just switched up talits, that would be like the party case, where you can't use somebody else's talit. You know it doesn't belong to you. You got to wait until you reconcile it. However, the case over here is like this. The case over here would be is like this. Shimon bikesh ma'uman. Now Shimon bikesh ma'uman. שימכור עבורו תלית. שמעון אס לאומן, שם את תלית. והאומן טעה ומחר את תליתו של ראובן. Instead, he sold ראובן's תלית, and he gave the money to שמעון. I said, okay, here's the money. Me, he's on the wrong talib. And I tell it to Mardo Shimon. Kashir bar Uven litod et talito shelo. When the Uven came to pick up his talit, va'uman evhin b'ta'ut shekata. He realized he made a mistake. Natan lo talito shel Shimon. So he gave the talit of Shimon to the Uven, but really that was the one he was supposed to sell. Right? So y'all have them caught. Now there, it'll be okay to use. Because bottom line, he got permission from Shimon to sell that talit. And he really gave the money already to Shimon. So there's no problem for the Uven to use the talit. Because, leave Shimon, the Uven can use the talit because he paid for it already. I mean, that talit was paid for. Bechdesh yuchal Uven ishtamish betalit zo'achi tekher ta'ut. Right? Because he paid him already. If he gave it to him on purpose, we're talking about a case where he gave it to him on purpose. Because he knew he made a mistake. Because you know what? Take this talit in the interim. So therefore, right? There's no reason to be osir the shimush. When you go to a party and you take somebody else's jacket, somebody else's talit, you're taking somebody else's goods. It's not yours. So therefore, you have no right to use it. That's clear. So that's the chiluf. So comes the Gemara and says, couple of dinim in this here. So read that again. Ba'amar lo, Rabbi Chaya has din. V'chi en adam asu lomar le'uman mecholi talito. Doesn't the uman say mecholi talito? Sometimes it happens. So maybe that's what happened over here. So you can assume that's what happened. When he gave it to him, if he's giving it with kavanah, this is the one I was supposed to sell, but he sold the other one. So then he gave it to him to take. And since Shimon really wanted the talit to be sold, and it got paid, so therefore, he can keep it.
Use it
temporarily till they reconcile. So Amar Rav Chaya bered Rav Nachman lo shanu elahu. This is only talking about where the Uman himself gives the talit to Reuven, gives the wrong talit to Reuven, because you can assume that he's giving it with kavana. He's giving it. He knows it doesn't belong to him. But he knows that this is the one that he was supposed to sell, so then it's okay. Aval ishto ubanav lo. But if the wife or the children of the uman give the talit, no. Because they think they're really giving him his talit back. And therefore they don't have da'at to give him the talit that they sold. So therefore, it goes with the kavanah. Ishto ubanav is not going to be good. He says here in Nashbam, Aval im natnu lo leze ishto ubanav shel ota uman lo ishtamesh di kadamar mit'ata'u. Right, they think they're making a mistake. Or they don't know anything. They think they're giving him back his, and it's really not. So therefore, they have no idea of what's going on. Now, v'hu name, even when the uman gives back, lo amaran elad amale talit stam. Only when he gives it back and says, here's a talit. Aval talitcha, lo. But if he says to the guy, here's your talit, no good. Because it's really not his talit. He can just give it back and say, it's talit, but not talitcha. Correct. Right, that shows that he's not making a mistake. He knows what he's doing. He knows he's giving him Shimon's talit, but Shimon's talit, he has right to sell. So it's not your talit. It's talit stamp. So he knows exactly what he's doing.
The receiver thinks he's getting his talit?
No. The receiver, he didn't hear the word talitcha. You're talit. But if you're saying talitcha, then the guy's thinking he's giving him his talit. He's thinking he's getting his talit. It's not so. Then already it's a ta'ut. Then already he cannot use it. The Rashbam says, אבל אם אמר לו הלך תליתך כסבור הוא שזו היא שלו וטעותו ועשו להשתמש שלו מדעת anybody using it שלו מדעת so he has no idea וכן הלכה so again, basically the case is he can give him the Reuven's talet he sold so now he's going to have to work on so he's going to get that back but now he gives Shimon's talet to Reuven since he paid him for it and Shimon gave him rights to sell it and he's telling it to him talit stam and the Uman himself is doing, knows what he's doing so he can give it to him. He could use it until they fix it. So comes the Gemara and says, Amma le abaye le rava ta achve lach ramai de pumpedita may avde. Let me show you what the crooks in pumpedita do. The people in pumpedita, they're crooks. Look what they do over here. Amma le havli sarbelai. You go to a guy in Uman and you tell him, listen, give me back my talit. I gave you my talit to work and give it to me back. Lo ayu devarim me'olam. What do they say? You never gave it to me. Well, obviously, he didn't give it with Eidim. He says, you never gave it to me. Ha'it li sa'adeh de'hazyu agabach. So the guy says, listen, I have witnesses that can prove that the talit is by you, that you do have it. Amar le ha'u acharin ahava. The Uman says, no, that's another talit. You're mixing up. The talit that they're seeing is not the talit that you gave me. It's a different talit. But no, you're right. He said already he didn't give me anything. He still agree with that claim. But the witnesses see that there's a talit by you. That's not your talit what they see. Afikna, afikne bin hazinu. So the guy says, well, take out the talit and let's see. Let's check it out. He doesn't want to take out the talit. Because really, it is the talit. So he says, take it out, let's start to analyze. See. Let's analyze it. Amale, Ivra, the truth of the matter is, lo mafkinan le. Why do I have to take it out? It's not your talit. What? Stam have to take out talits of other people to show it to you? I'm not taking it. I'm not going to get this. It's not your talit. Why should I take it out for? Amarava, Shapirka Amale. Rava says, the truth of the matter is, the Uman, he's right to a certain degree. La'a Tanya. Right. We learned above, only in a case where they actually saw the talit in the hands of the Uman, then already he's Hayav. He doesn't have a claim to say, you didn't give it to me. But here they didn't see it. Here it's, the witnesses, he's claiming the witnesses suspect that the talit is in your possession. No, you didn't say anything. You just said you saw a talit. That's an obligation. If it's la'ah, they actually saw the talit, that's another story. Then you have to give it back. You don't have any migush, you don't have any claims, like we said in yesterday's daf. Mashiach is lo ra. Look at the top of the Shabbam. Ra'at talito biyad ha'oman shiro'e akshav. Ubi'adim aval zeh. Eno ro'e talito biyad zeh ha'oman. He doesn't see it. V'gam ma'idim kishiro'u lo kinuhu im zehu. They're not certain that that's the actual talit. So Rav says the truth of the matter is, the Uman is right what he says.
They
No, they claim they saw a talit in the reshut. But they don't know if that's the exact talit.
They saw something.
Right, so he's coming out. Edim see it. What did Edim see? Edim didn't see anything. It's not like they Edim are saying, Vadai, that's the talit of the guy. So he's saying, well, what they're saying is something else.
Hearsay.
So that's what he says. That's what the Gemara is saying. He's right. He doesn't have to show a talit. Why have to show a talit? It's not yours. You don't have witnesses. Your witnesses are nothing. Your witnesses are just conjecture. So Kibra says, so how are you gonna get your talit back? So Amar Rav Asher, v'i hakim, if the guy's a hakam, the guy that's trying to get his talit back, mashve le ra'a, you could turn him into a ra'a, which means you gotta figure out a way for him to produce the talit. Once he produces the talit, then the witnesses can come along and say, yes, that's the one that he stuck. But the problem is, how are you gonna get the guy to show the talit? So you do the following ruse. The Amar le, let him tell the Uman, Amayte fisatle, why are you holding on to my talit? It's for a good reason. You know why? La mishum de itach kabay. Because must be, I owe you money. So you're holding on to the talit as a collateral. It must be because I owe you money. So he says, you know what? Hashta afkinu, bring out the talit, vishiminu, and let us, we'll assess it to see how much it's worth. Shekol atidach veshkol anadidi. Which means, I'll pay the difference of whatever I owe you. Well, let's say I owe you $1,000. We'll assess the talit. If the talit is worth, let's say, $500 or something like that. So I'll give you the difference, or I'll give you the difference of what I owe you, and you'll give me the rest of the talit. We'll split the talit, you'll give me back what belongs to me, and whatever belongs to you, you'll keep. Which means, it must be some mashkon. Right? Otherwise, why would you be holding on to my talit? You know what's my talit. And I'm as well, owe you money. I said, bring it out, let's assess how much it's worth. Right? We can settle the item. Now, he doesn't owe him any money. He's joking around. It's a ruse. Oh, yeah. He's trying to get money out of the guy. I'll take out the talit. Right? The witness will say, that's it. Oh, that's it. Thank you very much. You give it to him. And see? You're figuring out a way for him to show the talit.
But he really owes him money. Maybe he'll come back and say
he's not agreeing owes money. He doesn't owe money at all. So he's just saying, he says, show it to me and I'll pay you whatever I owe you. We'll assess it. If I owe you more money after the assessment, I'll pay it. So he's figuring, I'll get some money now. So therefore, he's going to take out the talit. He'll show it to the witness. The witness will say, that's the talit, by the way. Now, once they say that's the talit, see you later. Now he gets his talit back. So that's the ruse that the Gemara is giving the.
Well, he
don't want to buy the talit. He could say that also.
Because
he could say that also. Maybe
that, okay. What money?
So the Gemara says, look at the Rashbam. Lav mishum de itlach zuzeh gabay, v'ata yare shelo echpor bay. You're worried that I'm going to deny the loan that I owe you. So therefore, any kofer bach, I'm not going to be kofer. But you don't be kofir on me. I don't deny my talent back. V'la'akima b'yeter k'neged ma sheni chayav l'cha. Afkir b'fanai b'nei adam she'bekim b'shubantam, bring it to experts. V'nishem v'shkodi dat ma'azad yamotah. Which means, at least give me back the leftovers. Which means, maybe the talent is worth more than the loan. So at least give me back some of the talent. Give me back some of the items, some of the fabric. So amale rav achai b'nei de rav avyan de rav asher. He says, yeah, the guy's not going to fall for this. But say amale lo tzerichna leshumad idach. I don't need the assessment. Kevar shamua kamay de kamach. They already made the assessment, the one that was previous before you and the one that was before you also. Which means, exactly, that's basically what he's saying. He says, I don't got to make it. Look at it. He says, kilomar gamma uman kot sheken shi'arum. The uman can also be sharp. He knows the rules that this guy is doing. What am I stupid? So you're trying to bring the talent out. I know what you're doing. The Yomal not tzadik nashu madidach. He says, I don't need your assessment. Kevar shemu arishonim lefnei boaka ve'en shave klum yotem min hachov. Which means, he said, yeah, we assessed it already. It's exactly worth the chov, so therefore I'm keeping it. You owe me 1,000, it's worth 1,000. Thank you very much. We don't need to... he's trying to tell me, you're making up a chov over here. There's no chov over here. So tell them, oh yeah, they it's equal. According to that claim, yes, it's equal. Originally, he also changed his claim to the guy. Originally, he says, give it to me. This guy was like, oh, you know what, give me the money. Or could be saying this initially. He's saying this initially. That was his first claim. I know I owe you money. He's saying, I don't know this guy. He doesn't know. I don't know the money. Okay. He's saying, yeah, we assessed it already. It's exactly equal to the loan skill. It's what I'm keeping it. So they, but basically, they're maim these guys. Because since he can't produce witnesses beferush that say we saw the actual talent, so this guy can keep on saying, I don't have to show it to you. I'm not bringing it up. We assessed it already. So that's the way that a maim
can do any more business, this guy. Like.
Okay.
Take it to court.
They're a maim. The Gemara says they're a maim. That's the fact. The Gemara says, Aris in lo hazaka. Okay, we learned this in the Mishnah. An Aris does not have a hazaka. Aris is a sharecropper. Sharecropper goes down to the field. So he works on the field. He gets profits, a half or a quarter, whatever it may be. But even though he's on the field for 3 years working, and the Balabai didn't tell him anything, he does not get a hazaka. Okay? Because he's a sharecropper. So Gemara says, Amai, why shouldn't he get hazaka? Ada idana palga. Vashta kula. Which means, until now, let's say he was only getting 50%. But maybe I'll tell you, after 3 years, where the guy didn't scream at him and make a protest, maybe he's get the whole thing now. Which means, who says maybe really now he should be zocher in the whole field? Why shouldn't he get a hazaka? I said the first 3 years he's getting half, right? But after nobody told him anything for 3 years, so maybe now he should get he should be zocher to the whole property. Look at the Rashbam. Amai en lo hazaka v'halo ada idana sheya berisud palga yano tekedid aris v'hashta achla kula shalosh shanim ve'en ze derech arisim. And that's not really the derech. It's not the derech of an aris to work for 3 years straight and get and take profits. Normally, they split it off or they have a different deal. He's working on the field for 3 years, and you didn't protest. Could be that's really a sign that it's really his. So maybe the Aris after 3 years could say, "This is my field. He sold it to me. Why doesn't he have a hazaka?" Again, since it's not the derech to let the guy work for 3 years straight and take profits. Could be in ichen amir. That it's really his field. That's why he's on the field for 3 years. So Gevuras Amar of Yohanan be'arise bate'avot. We're talking about special arisim here. This is ancestral arisim. What does that mean? Amar of Yohanan Rashbam matniti be'arise bate'avot ma'nisherigilim l'shmur sadot shel mishpacha zu me'olam hen ve'avotehem be'arisut. Which means this is like a family of arisim that was watching this field for, you know, the father watched it, and the son watched it, and the grandson watched it. You know, this is the, you know, ancestral arisim over here. So then you know already that the arisim. Ve'lo yuchlim lahalifo ba'arisim acherim. Ve'otam arisim noagim le'echol kol ha'perot bet ve'gimel shanim. That was the way. These arisim over here, ancestral arisim, they eat the field for 2 or 3 years straight. Then the ba'alim eat k'neged it. Hilkach in them Hazaka. Abashar Arisim Yeshlem Hazaka. You're right. Gemara says a regular Aris has Hazaka. If he's on the field for 3 years, it's not normal for a regular Aris to stay on the field for 3 years. If he was on the field for 3 years, he could have a Hazaka after and say, it's mine. Meaning, he could say that, you sold it to me. Mashenkin Arisim Bate Avot. The custom was, they let them work on the field for years at a time, and then the Balabayit works on the field and gets, you know, keneged what he gave him for the next couple of years. So that's a normal practice. So therefore, an Ariseh Bate Avot, when it's a situation where you have the same Aris working for you and his children and all that, so they allow the field to be in his position for a longer time. So therefore, it's not considered a Hazakah if he didn't protest in 3 years. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Aris shehurid arisim tahtav yeshlo hazaka." Let's say you have an aris shehurid arisim tahtav. He sent down other arisim to go work the field. Yeshlo hazaka. Now, a regular aris, we said what? A regular aris. Ah, that's right. Aris shel batei avot. Let's say you have these Bate Avot guys, right? So Bate Avot guys who say there's no Hazaka. Let's say one of these ancestral guys sent an other Arisim to the field. He sublet it, for example, right? And the Balabai didn't say anything. Those new Arisim can have a Hazaka after 3 years. Why? Because in that case they got to scream. Why? My ta'ama de'lo avid inish de'nachte arise la'ev eshatik. The Balabai doesn't allow other Arisim that he didn't hire to go down to the field, and he keeps quiet. He doesn't keep quiet. The Bate Avot, of course, he knows these guys for years. They're working for him. So for 3 years, he kept quiet. There's no Hazakah on that. But if these Bate Avot hire somebody else, what did you keep quiet for? It's not normal for you to keep quiet. You see other people that you did not hire on the field. So the fact that you kept quiet could be really to have a claim later on after 3 years. Yeah, he sold it to us. So therefore, it is a Hazakah. Okay? So give us Amar of Yohanan, Aris, Shehalak la'arisim en no hazaka. But let's say you have an aris, also a Bate Avot guy, that what? He brings other arisim down to work with him. So the Bate Avot guys are on the field still, and he brings other arisim to help him. This is different in the last case. Because now the Bate Avot are still there. Yeah. So that we look at them like they're managing.
Right.
So then the deen is, there is no Hazakah. My ta'ama imur, because we'll say Hermanya ba'al mashavya. Right? They're just supervising. But since they're there to supervise, the Balabai doesn't have to scream because they're there. Mashaykh, and if he sublets the field totally to new arisim, the Balabai has to scream. If he didn't, then the way they can make a Hazakah. Shalach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chazdan Rav Nachman bar Yaakov Yelamedenu Rabbenu. Teach us, Rabbi. Aris me'id or eno me'id? Okay, good question. Guy's an aris. Guy's a sharecropper. Is he allowed to testify that the field belongs to the Balabayat? Now let's say the field is contested by some me'ar'ir. Right? Some guy comes along and says, that's my field. Can the aris, the sharecropper, be a witness to keep the field by his Balabayat? Now you would say, he's no gay abadavar. He's prejudiced. Because if the field stays, he gets profits. How could he testify? So they asked him that question. He says, "Zavai Ativ Rav Yosef Kameh Amar Leachi Amar Shmuel Aris Meid." Yeah, he can't testify. Wow. That Tanya Enu Meid. We have a brother that says he cannot testify. Make up your mind. Says Lakasha Hadi Ika Fira Be'arah Hadi Deka Fira Be'arah. It all depends if he split the profits yet for that year. If he already split profits for that year, there's no more pirot in the field, so he got his half already. So therefore he has no advantage now to testify, to lie. He got his profits for that year already. So therefore, no. The pirot he has already. The pirot he split already. Now,
he's scooching next year, right?
Now I already want to testify that it belongs to him. He's saying it belongs to him. That's what he's testifying. He's testifying that it belongs to him. So he's saying, after you took the pirot, there's no more pirot in the field yet, I would not worry about next year. That's not considered a prejudice. He got his perot for this year, he could say, Masha'en Ken, if the perot is still in the field, and he didn't split yet, oh, so then already, he's got to be concerned that he has a prejudice. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, look at the Rashbam. Ve'ad ika peri ve'ara'a, sha'adayin lo natad la'aris chelko. If he didn't take his chelik yet, enu me'id. Dini chalidet tiku biyad Reuven. He wants the field to stay by Reuven. Why? The isha killed Shimon. You told gam perot kedin nigzal, right? Because if Shimon's gonna take it, you told gam perot. He's gonna take the perot also. If the field goes to the Ma'ariyah, the Ma'ariyah is going to get the perot as well. So therefore, he has prejudice. However, the leka perabara vegam lo tarach ba'aris klum b'shanazu. And the Rashbam says, and we're talking about where the aris really didn't work that year. He didn't. It wasn't torayach on the field. He didn't really work. Matze la'id delo marviyach midi ba'i edut. ואם משום שאם נשאר הקרקע ביד ראובן, היה מורידו באריסות הרבה, ימצא שדה באריסות, which means, if you tell me for next year, next year I'll find another field. I don't care, next year I can get another field. וגם מי יודע אם יעשינו אריס שלו, and who said he's going to hire me next year? That's a ספק, right? He doesn't even know that. אם ירצה יעשה ואם ירצה יחדל. Right. So therefore, that doesn't cause him to be a נוגע בעדות. She's bottom line, I split the profits already. Now you're going to tell me, but what about next year? Well, he says, well, first of all, who says that he was even going to hire me next year? And anyway, if I want Arisut, I can go to another field next year. So, once already he divided the fruit, he's not considered a nogaya. Okay, that's the Gemara's conclusion. Depends. If he didn't divide the fruit yet, then already he has an advantage to keep it by the Uven. Because if the field goes to Shimon, Shimon's taking the fruit also. Then he loses that, all that item. But if there's fruit on the field yet, still, I'm sorry, if the fruit was gathered already and he collected it, so then everybody's not considered an okay. Yeah, that's the two sides of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying he took the fruit and he didn't start working for next year yet. So if he didn't start working for next year yet, so he's not an okay for anything the next year. And he doesn't care because maybe he'll get another job in another field. And he's also not worried about that the guy will not hire him because who says he's going to hire him in the first place anyway? So that's not a considered good. Are you asking me a good question? You're saying the bottom line, if he took the fruit already, if the field doesn't belong to Reuven, he's got to return his fruit back to Shimon. He's got to. That's the question. The base of the question is that we assume you have to return it. So if he has to return the fruit that he took, he should still be a nogeya. So we have to see that Ben Yonad, and say gives an answer to this over here.